used to be so jealous that I was not able to get onto dating apps like Tinder or Bumble. I was like, man, it's got to be so fun now to date. But then I realized it's not. Now, this wasn't a dating app problem, but something that actually was said on a date that ruined the date. And the question we have for you at 833-563-2539 is this. What was said on the date or when you were with that person? Maybe you were with them for like a little bit longer and you're like, what the heck did you say that ruined it? My buddy, he shared the story. I was like, there's no way. I don't judge people if you do drugs or drink, whatever. I'm a free spirit. Live and let live. You're not hurting me. I'm not hurting you. They're on a date. I think it was the second or third date. He went out to a steakhouse with her. Maybe she got a little buzz, so she opened up. She's like, you know, I don't do this often, maybe a couple times a year, but I really love the feeling of cocaine. And he's not a super, I'm not saying he's super straight-laced,
but
the guy
really
drinks,
love.
But who just drops that, you know what I really like? I like the feeling of cocaine.
Maybe just put it out there to see if there were any bites. He was going to be like, yeah, me too.
It's like, woo! Going to go wild tonight. 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. Anything that was said either on a date or just in general, when you're with a person or getting to know them, you're like, whoa, okay.
Yes.
We're done.
I just started talking to a guy and all of a sudden he's like, let's play truth or dare. And I was like, huh? Like, it was just like, it's like, what? It was just very random.
Did you play?
And then during our first date, he was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think this date is going? And I was like, he's just so awkward.
What number did you tell him?
Sweet guy.
What number did you give him on 1 to 10?
I was like, well, let's finish up the date.
That's bad. That's bad.
What was I supposed to say? What if I was like, Joe, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think our show's going right now?
I'm like, well, today is a 6. Some days they're 8s. Other days there's attempted.
Super nice guy. Very, very creative, but it was just made for very awkward moments.
What would you give that number, by the way, for the date now that it's over?
I mean, the date was fine.
What would you give it?
I don't know. It was awkward.
A 3?
4.5.
Oh, a half. Okay.
Just because it was awkward. But the guy was super, he'll find his special someone.
It's not you. Live the love, girl.
You guys are going to judge me and think I'm crazy for this, but I swear I have a good explanation. I was talking with the guy. We were just like texting and like Snapchatting back and forth. It was still very new. And we were talking. He was like, oh, like, please don't tell me you're a fan of any of that, like, reality TV, like, Kardashian junk. I cannot stand that. And by him just saying that,
so you're like, this is not going to work.
I was like, no. I don't think I ever responded to him again. Because it's not the fact that he doesn't like them, because I totally get that. But
right. It
was just like, if it really is that passionate for him, that
if
he's
was
like,
straight
oh,
up repulsed by the people thoughts. And things you love.
Right. Yes. I was like, this is not going to work out because I care way too much about pop culture and about reality television that, like, I know we're not going to have similar interests at all.
Hey, let's go to Phoenix this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What was said, whether it was a date or just hanging out after a while, you're like, wow, I think we're done here.
I was on a date with this guy and it was going good, but then he was talking about his ex-girlfriend and he said he used to date the actress who played Hermione Granger and that Womanizer was about him.
What?
Yes.
What's her face? Emma
Watson.
Watson.
Yeah.
You used to date
that.
Emma Watson? And then what, did you just feel like insecure or what?
I was just like, you are definitely a liar.
Oh,
like,
okay.
There's
so
no
lying.
Way you dated Emma Watson and Britney Spears.
That's awesome.
Well, I don't know. Britney had quite the time. Anything's possible.
He needs to pick someone. Like, Emma was a little obscure. He needs to pick someone, maybe not like a Britney stature, someone more believable, like Mira Sorvino, or like someone that's kind of like, oh, are they still?
Yeah, like
what
a
are
member
they doing?
Of Fifth Harmony or
yes.
something. That's not Camila Cabello.
Yes.
Okay, now we know what to do.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Coming up in a couple of songs here, we want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. And it's kind of, I don't know, would you say embarrassing, McKenzie? It's something about you and Lulu. I know that.
What?
Yeah, isn't she better at some things than you?
She's better at 1,000 things than me. But yes, she budgets her money better than me.
How is that even possible? How old is she, 10?
Yes.
All right, what does your kid do better than you? That's coming up here on Joe and McKenzie. Get in right now at 833-563-2539.